PS440 manual and PS50 manual, tape number 2 for W9KRQ by K7PLF. Directly below the mic gain knob is the knob number 12, the RIT-XIT knob, and the inner skirt is number 11, that is the IF shift. To the right of that, number 14, is the audio frequency gain control, and the skirt, number 13, is the RF gain control. Below the XIT-RIT knob, there are four buttons. Number 19, the left button, a frequency lock. Number 18, the processor on-off button. Number 17, the notch on-off button. You push the bottom in on these buttons to turn them off. Number 16 to the far right of those is the AGC fast. You push the top in for that and the bottom in for slow. And to the right of those, the selectivity switch. And the far counterclockwise position is automatic. Second position, narrow. Third position, medium ones. Fourth position, medium two. Fifth position, wide. That's the front panel controls. I'll go to the numbering description of those controls at this time. Number one, power switch. Press in to turn on the power. Press in a second time and turn on, the button comes out and the power is off. Two, this is a meter. During receive, the meter is used as an S meter. During transmit, the function of the meter is controlled by the meter switch, number 29. And provides either ALC level, power, or SWR readings. 3. Mode / key switch, numeric keypad. These keys are used to select the desired mode of operation, upper sideband, lower sideband, CW, AM, FM, AFSK, when programming a memory channel or directly entering a frequency. These keys are used as numeric keypad to enter the channel number or frequency. Number 4, indicators. Antenna tune. Lights when antenna tuner switches on. Turns itself off when the antenna tuner is completed tuning. Notch. Lights when a notch switch is on. F-lock. Lights when the F-lock switch is on. 1 MHz, lights when the 1 MHz switch is on. Memory scan, lights when the memory in switch is depressed. When the memory scroll function is active, you can review the contents of the memory channels without a break in the reception of station you are listening to. On air, lights during transmit. 5. Frequency display. The operating frequency is displayed down to the nearest 100 cycles. Also displays the memory channel number, RIT-XIT frequency, and includes indicators for memory, VFO-AB, scan, split, and XIT-RIT operations. 6. Function switches. The switches included in this group are the RIT/XIT, T-F switch, VFO select switches. See 3-5-2. 7. Mic gain control. Mic gain can be adjusted during USB, LSB, AFSK, and AM operations. Gain is increased through clockwise rotation of this control. 8. Carrier level control. This control sets the carrier level during CW, FM, and AM operations. When transmitting in a CW mode, adjust so that the ALC meter pointer is within the ALC zone. 9. Squelch control. This function operates in all modes, FM, USB, LSB, CW, AFSK, and AM. This control is used to eliminate atmospheric noise and receiver static noise during no signal periods. Slowly rotate the control counterclockwise to the point where the ambient noise just disappears and the speaker shuts off. This point is known as the squelch threshold point. Now you will only hear output from the speaker when an incoming signal is present. For weak signal reception, this control should be fully counterclockwise. Note, the squelch threshold position will vary from mode to mode, so you may have to readjust when you change your modes. 10. Notch control. The notch control is used to reduce or eliminate heterodyne or CW type signals. The notch filter will not be effective against SSB, AM, or FM type signals. To use a control, place the notch switch on and slowly rotate the notch control to reduce the interference. Normally, the notch point will occur between 11 and 1 o'clock position. Notes: the notch frequency can be varied within a range of approximately 400 to 2600 cycles. When an interfering signal, such as a CW station, appears, slowly rotate the notch control. If you rotate the knob too quickly, you may pass right over the notch point. Slow rotation will yield the best results. IF shift control, number 11. Note, the IF shift control does not function in the AM or FM modes. The IF shift control allows you to shift the IF passband of the receiver without changing the actual center frequency of the receiver. This control is useful when there is interference near your center frequency. As the accompanying illustration shows, rotating this control may place the interfering signal outside the receiver passband, allowing for easier copy. The operation of this control in the USB, LSB, FSK, and CW modes is detailed below. USB mode. Interference from lower frequencies can be reduced or eliminated by rotating the IF shift control in the plus direction. This will cause the resulting audio frequencies to have a slight treble response, i.e., low cut filter, low frequencies attenuated. Interference from higher frequencies can be reduced or eliminated by rotating the IF shift control in the minus direction. This will cause the resulting audio frequencies to sound a little bassy, i.e., high cut filter, high frequencies attenuated. LSB AFSK mode. Interference from lower frequencies can be reduced or eliminated by rotating the IF shift control in a plus direction. This will cause the resulting audio frequencies to sound a little bassy, but just the opposite of the effect of the USB mode. Interference from higher frequencies can be reduced or eliminated by rotating the IF shift control in a negative direction. This will cause the resulting audio frequencies to appear a little on the high side, again, just the opposite of the USB mode. CW mode, the operation of the IF shift is similar to that of USB, with the exception that you can control the tone of the CW note by using the RIT control. 12. RIT, XIT control. RIT control, when the transmit frequency of the distant station drifts a little during the QSO, but you do not wish to alter your transmit frequency to compensate, you may wish to make use of the RIT control function. This control allows shifting the receive frequency without shifting the transmit frequency. The RIT control allows you to shift the receiver frequency plus or minus 1.2 kHz. This control is also useful for polyps when a DX station is transmitting a little above or below its receive frequency. Notes: the RIT offset is displayed on the main display. You can therefore preset the offset before you actually need to use it. When you move to another station, make sure to turn off the RIT switch. The figure at the right illustrates that RIT display and VFO frequency may not agree exactly in all instances, since the RIT and VFO tune in 10 cycle steps. The normal resolution of the VFO is in 100 cycle steps. So if the RIT or VFO is turned slowly to the associated display, may not update immediately. You will have to tune 100 cycles to see the display actually change. XIT control. When the RIT XIT control is rotated with the XIT switch depressed, the transmit frequency can be varied plus or minus 1.2 kHz without affecting the receiver frequency. Pressing the switch again releases the XIT function. Number 13, RF gain control. This control adjusts the gain of the receiver high frequency amplifier section. For normal receiver performance and maximum gain, this control should be in a fully clockwise position. If you're having trouble copying desired signal, make a note of station's peak S meter reading. Then adjust the RF control counterclockwise so that the meter needle is stationary at this level. Now all stations that were less than the desired signal will be attenuated, such as static noise, etc., making completion of the QSO easier. The incoming signal pegs the S meter. You can also reduce the receiver gain by counterclockwise rotation of the RF control. S meter pointer will always advance upscale as the RF control is rotated counterclockwise as a visual reminder that the gain of the radio has been reduced. Number 14, AF gain control. Turn the inside knob to decrease the volume. Number 15, selectivity switch. When an optional filter is installed, the radio's passband can be switched to one of four different bandwidths. The switch has five positions, auto, N, M1, M2, and W, that are used to select the bandwidth. The M1 and N positions are not active until the optional filters are installed. See the accompanying chart. This switch should be normally set to the auto position. The IF bandwidth will then be selected for optimum receiver characteristics according to the mode that has been selected. Manual override is possible by simply rotating the selectivity control. The table in section 6-1, crystal filter installation, shows bandwidth of each switch setting. Note the differences when the optional filter is installed. The YK88C is used in the N position, and the YK88SN is used in the M1 position. Notes, during transmit, the wide filter position is selected regardless of the position of the selectivity switch. When in the FM mode, the bandwidth is always 115 kHz regardless of the position of the selectivity switch. When a selectivity switch is set to N or M1 and no optional filters have been installed, there will be no sound from the speaker. Refer to the optional filter installation procedure in the rear of this manual for information on installation of these options. Number 16, AGC switch. This switch selects the operation time constant of the AGC automatic gain control circuit during receive. When the AGC switch is set to slow, the receiver gain and S meter readings react slowly to large input changes. When set to fast, receiver gain and S meter will react quickly to changes in the input signal level. The normal position when using all modes is the slow position. When working weak signals or high speed CW, you might wish to use the fast position. Note, this switch is disabled during FM operations. 17, notch switch. When this switch is on, the notch filter is activated. 18, process switch, processor. Effective transmit power output will increase when the process switch is turned on during USB, LSB, AFSK, or FM mode operations. Note, when a speech processor function is used in the USB, LSB, or AFSK mode, it is possible to overdrive the transmitter. An easy way to check for excessive modulation is to monitor the ALC meter. If the needle is over the ALC zone, you are overmodulating. Reduce the mic gain control setting until the needle remains in the ALC zone on voice peaks. 19, F-lock switch. The selected dial frequency is locked and cannot be changed except through the use of the RIT-XIT controls when a switch is on. 20. Up-down switches. Pressing the up switch increases the frequency and pressing the down switch decreases it. 21. 1 MHz step switch. This switch is used to determine if the up-down switches will function in 1 heard steps, or only through the amateur bands. When the 1 megahertz step position is selected, the 1 megahertz indicator will light. That's the end of side one of tape two. Turn the tape over to continue. K7POF TS440 for Dave W9KRQ.